The new book, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, written by political news reporters Amy Parnes and Jonathan Allen, is based on behind-the-scenes observations made by the two, continues to pull off the mask of the Clinton campaign. Concerning Hillary Clinton's damaging private email service scandal, they dogged her campaign from the start of the Democratic primaries all the way up to Election Day. The book says that while then-President Barack Obama was publicly supporting Hillary Clinton, privately he was criticizing his former Secretary of State for setting up a private email server in the basement of her New York home and then her handling of the self-inflicted controversy. An excerpt from the book says that he, President Obama, couldn't understand what possessed Hillary to set up the private email server and her handling of the scandal, obfuscate, deny, and evade, amounted to political malpractice. From the start of the scandal, Clinton first said that the server was only used to send email between herself and her husband about topics dealing with yoga and daughter's Chelsea's wedding. After that turned out to be a lie and tens of thousands of State Department-related work emails were found on the server, Clinton then started claiming she sent nor received any classified information through the server, which turned out to be another lie. Then there was the issue with the non-state issued BlackBerry Clinton used for work when her team was told she could not use one that was not issued by the IT department. Bernie Sanders has been quiet in regards to the new book and the behind-the-scenes revelations being made public. Sanders will forever be remembered for not hammering his opponent on an obvious political weakness, but instead famously uttered, "The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails," when the subject came up during a debate between the two. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. To support independent black media, visit blacktalkradionetwork.com.